Welcome to the Christ Life Ministries. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Olubi Johnson. For more information about these resources, please visit sbcconline.org. God bless you.
Our God, we thank you for the presence of your Spirit, truly the Spirit of comfort. The Spirit of encouragement. Thank you. As we go into your word, we pray that the presence of your Spirit will go with us. Anoint me afresh. Help me speak as I should, as an oracle of God. Put the same unction on me, upon the ears and the hearts of everyone who will hear me. Those who are physically present, those who hear me remotely, electronically, so that your word will flow freely from you through me to the people, to do an internal and eternal work in every heart, including mine. In particular, cause our wills to become more humble, more supple in your hands. Minds to be more enlightened with revelation knowledge. Emotions to be more tempered and controlled by the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We further pray that as I speak, the power of the Holy Spirit be released in great and sufficient measure to follow my words and back these words wherever they are heard and released in all the earth. Yea, power that will heal, power that will deliver, power that will break yokes, power that will free men so that they will become doers of the things that they hear and not hearers only. I further pray for mercy to be faithful, that I will deliver the word with precision, redeeming the time, saying only what you want me to say, bringing out of the treasure of this word things new and old, as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And all those in agreement, receiving every blessing I mentioned in their individual lives, agreed individually and said, Amen. This afternoon, I bring a message of hope. God gave me this message in the early hours of this morning. The hope and faith of Abraham. We're facing a situation in our nation at the moment that has broken the hearts of a lot of people, particularly a lot of the young people. People are in pain, people are weeping, people are crying because of the needless loss of life. Particularly at the shooting in Lekki, and not only that, destruction, pillaging that has followed a move that the Holy Spirit started. A peaceful protest. I was sharing with some people yesterday, my wife and some of the brethren. The Bible says, by their fruit you will know them. You can tell that protest was from God because of the fruit. People were giving food free. It was organized. They had ambulances. If people were feeling tired, weak, you get water, you get food. They were singing, they were praying. They were even cleaning up the streets. That's the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, by their fruit. But in Satan's characteristic fashion, he's infiltrated, seeking to hijack a peaceful, orderly, edifying protest. But I want to bring you a message of hope. There is nothing Satan can do to stop what God has started. All that has happened is just a distraction. And it is not strange in history. My wife shared this, and I want to echo it. When Moses was born, Pharaoh was killing all the male children. In fact, it was my personal Bible reading, I think it was yesterday, you know, in Exodus chapter 1. And he called the midwives and said to them, when the Hebrew children are born, if it's a boy, kill him. Sounds familiar? Another message for another day. Say, if it's a girl, save it alive. But the Bible says those women feared God and they refused to do it. So when Pharaoh called them and said, why haven't you done it? He said, oh, the Hebrew children are like Egyptian children. Before we get there, they've already had the baby. So he couldn't kill them. So you know what? Plan B. He said, all right, okay. So he now told all his soldiers and everything, once the Hebrew boys are born, take the children and drop them in the Nile. Murder. So that the crocodiles could eat them. And that's what happened. Only God knows how many hundreds of thousands of Hebrew boys, baby boys, were killed. But it did not stop God's plan. This killing, this pillaging, this hijack, this infiltration, I don't even call it a hijack, I call it more of an infiltration. This infiltration of this SARS process will not stop God's plan. Same thing happened in the time of Jesus. When Jesus had been born. 2 years old. And the wise men came to Herod, and Herod said, tell me where the baby is. I want to worship him. But of course he didn't want to. Then he told his soldiers to go and kill all the children, 2 years old and under. There was a lot of weeping. There was a lot of pain. But it did not stop God's purpose. All this we're seeing in Nigeria now will not stop God's purpose. The man child, the breaker company, this vanguard of the young people in Nigeria that are praying in the spirit, taking communion during a protest, nothing is going to stop their manifestation. The purpose of God will be fulfilled for this nation. I want you to know that. This is simply a satanic distraction, and it has failed. Normalcy, peace will return to Nigeria. The situation Nigeria is facing, and we in the church are facing, is very similar to the situation our father, the father of faith, Abraham faced thousands of years ago. He was given a promise. At the age of 75, God called him out of his native country of Ur of the Chaldees. Today, that will be somewhere in Iraq. In fact, there's a particular town, you know, it was a famous tourist attraction. I think it's Urim. I can't remember exactly. You know, people go there, say, this is where Abraham came from. I understand that, you know, they located the place. And people go and, you know, go on tourism, you know, there. His background was idol worship. His parents worshipped the moon. But God saw in him a good heart. And God said, come. I'm going to make a great nation out of you. But alas, Abraham and his wife couldn't have children. I'm going to weave, and this message is by the Holy Spirit. I just got the skeleton of it. As I'm going by the Spirit now, I'm going to weave the flesh into the skeleton. Let's go with us, with me, first of all, to Romans chapter 4. And we read from verse 17. As it is written, I didn't hear you, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God who gives life to the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope, everybody say, who against hope, believed in hope that he might become. Don't your neighbor say, he had not yet become, but that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. The church in Nigeria and the nation Nigeria is in a very similar situation that Abraham was in thousands of years ago. The promise of God had come forth. God took him out, showed him the stars, said, so shall your seed be. And the Bible says Abraham believed. But nothing happened. 5 years went by. 10 years went by. 15 years went by. 20 years went by. In fact, when it got to about 15 years, or you know, a little bit lower than 15 years, maybe about 10, 12 years, Abraham and Sarah became weak. And I'll tell you the reason why. The Bible tells in the book of Proverbs, it says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. They had believed, but nothing had happened. Abraham, Sarah was still barren. She wasn't able to conceive. And this is a mistake. As I was preparing this morning, the Holy Spirit said, go and tell your people. This is for the church and for the nation. This is a dual message. There's an application for the nation, for the church, and there's an application for the nation Nigeria. And I'll tie it together as the Holy Spirit helps me. And the Holy Spirit said to me, said, be careful. Don't make the mistake of Abraham and Sarah. You know what happened? The Bible says hope deferred is in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. Make it the heart sick. Let me paraphrase that contextually. It's when hope is deferred, the heart becomes weak. So that's where they made the mistake. When the promise did not come to pass as it had been spoken, Sarah got a good idea. A good idea is not always a God idea. And she told her husband, they went to Egypt, which they shouldn't have gone to in the first place anyway. And they had this housemaid, Hagar. And Sarah says to Abraham, look, we've been believing God, but it hasn't happened. So let's find another way of getting this thing done. Maybe what God intends is that, you know, if you can have a child by another woman, then we'll bring him up as our own son, and then the promise will be fulfilled. And that was what led to Ishmael. And the rest, of course, is history. But the lesson there is this. Many times when the promise of God has not yet come into manifestation and the time is far spent, the heart does become hope deferred because the thing hasn't yet happened. it can cause the heart to become weak or sick. And when the heart is sick, you can start doing things that God didn't ask you to do. And that's what happened to Abraham and Sarah. But these things are written for our admonition. God has given a promise. Let me start with the church, and then I will go to the nation. He has given a promise to the church. I will summarize in a few scriptures. He said, "The works that I do, you will do also, and greater." But we haven't seen it. He said, "The glory you've given me, I have given them, that they all may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me and you have loved them as you have loved me." But it hasn't happened. We haven't seen that yet. We know he loves us. We've seen, but we haven't seen that glory. Not at that level. We haven't seen it yet. I was preaching here on Wednesday about the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Anytime I preach from that message, I get really fired up. Wednesday was no exception. But in all of my years as a Christian, reading not only in our contemporary time, but in church history, there's no record of anywhere in church history where any saint has done what Jesus did. We've had people raised from the dead like Smith Wigglesworth and others, but nothing like after the man has been buried for 4 days. It has never happened yet. But yet, his promise cannot be broken. And if we're not careful, because we haven't seen these things, the heart can become sick. The Bible says, this was my personal Bible reading, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, that he might sanctify it by the washing of the water by the word, that he may present it to himself a glorious church. Not having spot, blemish, wrinkle, or any such thing. We haven't seen it. We haven't seen it. We read it, but we have not seen it. And if we're not careful, we can fall in the same mistake our father Abraham fell into. And we try and produce an Ishmael. We try and use the arm of the flesh to try and help God to fulfill a promise that can only be fulfilled by the Spirit. Hence this message, the hope and the faith of Abraham. We must not make that mistake, and I'm going to show you how not to in a few minutes. We must not allow our heart to be sick because the hope has been deferred. Because what we believed for, who against hope believed in hope, like Abraham. But yet it hasn't yet come. Does it mean we throw our hands up in despair and say, well, it may never happen? Or maybe God didn't really mean what he said? No. No. Let me move to the nation Nigeria. It is spoken of Nigeria, the nation beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Isaiah chapter 18, verse 1 and then verse 7, which the rivers divide, that from that land a great people will arise. Thank you. Give it to me in the New King James. Thank you. Yes. In that time, a present will be brought to the Lord of hosts from a people tall and smooth of skin. This is not physical, it's spiritual. It's talking about, you know, fullness of Christ, perfect church, no having spot, blemish, wrinkle, or any such things. From a people terrible. Terrible doesn't mean they are bad people. It means their spiritual prowess is terrible. You see that in Joel chapter 1, you know, and chapter 2. From their beginning, a nation powerful. He's not talking about the Nigerian nation being powerful. He's talking about the church inside Nigeria that is powerful. Powerful and treading down. These are people, they conquer everything. Everything that comes around, that they overcome it. Whose land the rivers divide, as the physical part, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, to Mount Zion. It's the perfect church. In the physical nation, beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, that the rivers divide. We thank God. We have seen the church, but we have not seen the perfect church. Not yet. Not yet. And if we're not careful, we may want to use the arm of the flesh to bring it about. We must be very careful we don't fall into the same trap that Abraham fell into. To Nigeria, this is a promise to Nigeria. Before there was even a Nigeria. You see the same thing in Zephaniah chapter 3. Verse 10, where it says, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliers, people who supplicate, intercessors, we've seen that. We've started to pray and supplicate. Even the daughter of my dispersed shall bring my offering. Then go to Psalm 144. Psalm 144. This is the promise to the nation. And I will read from verse 10. It is God, it is He that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is the right hand of falsehood. That really speaks about bad followership and leadership in the church. You know, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished out of the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store. As we were watching the television yesterday, my wife and I, we were looking at hungry Nigerians. I certainly do not approve of looting, stealing, you know, breaking into government warehouses where relief for COVID, you know, 19 had been kept for distribution towards those in need. But I didn't approve, and I still don't approve, but I understood what was making it: hunger, deprivation, poverty. I was just shaking my head. I said, my wife and I said, is this hunger? Yet, what's the promise? That our garners may be full, affording all manner of store. That our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets. But we haven't seen it. That our oxen may be strong to labor. That there be no breaking in nor going out. We saw a lot of breaking in and going out. There be no complaining in our streets. NSARS is complaining. As it is for the church, so it is for the nation. The promise of God, and then the experience. As it was for Abraham, the promise of God, and then the experience. So shall thy seed be, but no baby. No complaining in your streets, but complaining. A perfect church that will do the works Jesus did and manifest the glory, but no glory yet. So we must not fall into the same mistake. Abraham got weary. Sarah got weary. Let me say it in Yoruba. It's come to me. I just got a tweet in Yoruba. How many know the Holy Ghost speaks Yoruba? Abraham, ojo matin lo. I know there were Hebrews, but the Holy Ghost said it to me Yoruba. This is the wife talking to the husband. Abraham, ojo matin lo. 85. Emi 80. Olorun lo ma fun alomo ai ti ri nkankan. Nja ni wa nkan se npa e. Let me translate. The wife is speaking to the husband, Sarah to Abraham. Abraham, the years are going by. I know God said, but look at the situation. You are 85. I am 80. No baby. Are we not going to find some way of solving this problem? Let me bring it to the church and to the nation. The Bible says, in the third day, I will be perfected. The glory of God will come. Yet, we don't see the glory yet. Say, time is going. Look at Nigeria. Look at the problem. What are we going to do? And if we are not careful, we'll try and use the arm of flesh to bring about only what the Spirit can bring about. That is a trap we must not fall into. Nigeria, your sons will be as plants grown up in their youth. What do we see? Yahoo boys. All kinds. Our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. That our garners may be full, affording all manner of store. That our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000 in our streets. That our oxen may be strong to labor. That there be no breaking in or going out. There be no complaining in our streets. But what do we see? What is God telling us? We must follow the good example of Abraham, but not fall into the mistake of Abraham. This is true for the church, and it is true for our nation, Nigeria. If you look at this COVID, this NSAR situation, if you don't understand the things of the Spirit, you can fall into that trap. People are saying all kinds of things. Let's do this. Let's do that. You know, let there be a revolution. There will be no revolution. The Bible said that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. The solution is not destroying hospitals, destroying banks. You cannot use the arm of the flesh to attain only what can be got by the Spirit. This anger, this frustration that is in the populace that wants them to arise and try and bring chaos to the nation must stop. It's not God's way. Abraham tried it. We're still solving the problem. Abraham went the way of the flesh. It only produces an Ishmael that will, watch this, be in enmity to the Isaac that is coming. The spirit of the bondwoman that gendereth to bondage. Let us not try anything in the flesh. Someone say, Pastor, time is going. time seemed to be going for Abraham too. God is never in a hurry, but he's always on time. And he's not in a hurry because he's doing a work. Let patience have her perfect work. Be patient unto the coming of the Lord. Until the earth receive the early and the latter rain. Some say, Pastor, how long do we have to wait? As long as it takes. I will not push the things of the Spirit by the flesh simply because I'm in a hurry. You will always bring forth an Ishmael. And Ishmael will always be in enmity to Isaac. Thank God for President Trump and the Arab Accord. We are still trying to solve a problem that is over 5,000 years old. There is an ancestral, it's not eternal, because God is changing it. There's an ancestral enmity between the Arabs and the Jews. The only person that can break that thing is God. And that's what God is trying to use President Trump to engineer and catalyst. He's a catalyst. He's not the one. It's God using him. Because only God can solve that problem. And that's what happens when you use the arm of the flesh to try and fulfill the promise of the Spirit. We must not make that mistake in Nigeria. Oh, gosh, I got another tweet. Saul falls into the hand of David. He's in a cave. He goes to ease himself. David's men are there, and they have a spear. Abishai. They say to David, behold. Your day of deliverance has come. God has delivered your enemy into your hand. You have a straight road now to the throne. Give me the order. I will strike him but once. Thank God for a man of the Spirit. We must not make the mistake with this government. We cannot do it by the flesh. I'm going to give a prophetic word. It's from the Holy Ghost. This is not in my notes. David said, don't touch him. He said, for there is nobody who can stretch his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless. Here is the word. His day to die will come. Or he will fall in battle. But it will not be my hand. Don't worry about these leaders. God will deal with them. You can't deal with them by rioting and destroying, you know, roads and hospitals and destroying, you know, banks and destroying other people's businesses, you know, and looting. It's not going to work. Stop it! See, hey, if we don't do it, well, God will do it. At midnight. He's done it before. And he would do it again. It will be neat. It will be seamless. It will be without casualty. The one that happened in 1998, there was no destruction of shops. Say, Pastor, people are suffering. People are dying. I know. They died in Jesus' time. They died in Moses' time. But the purpose of God was fulfilled. The purpose of God for Nigeria will be fulfilled. Let's go back to Romans chapter 4 as I close. I don't know if I'm helping anybody here. We stopped in verse 18. Who against hope? When it seemed as if all hope was lost. You know, sometimes if you look at Nigeria, if you're not a spiritual person, you can say, hey. I remember years and years ago, my wife and I, many of our friends were still lecturers in UI. You know, I'm talking about 1985, 86, 87. Everybody was checking out. All our friends told us, you know, Oxford, Cambridge, MIT, you know, get out of Nigeria. Get out of Nigeria. There's no hope for Nigeria. Many of our friends. And there was a temptation to go. To say there was no temptation would be a lie. But maybe we too should. But we have started scripture pastor. Am I going to leave the work of God? Because of my personal academic ambition. My wife told some of our friends, she said, except God is a God of partiality. Except God is a respecter of persons. You people go. The thing you are going to look for, God will also give us here. It's a prophetic word that has come to pass. There is nothing our friends, our colleagues have got that we haven't got, and better, with prophetic destiny, without selling our birthright for a piece of pottage. Today they look at us with envy. Because everything they went to look for, we've got it. But more importantly, we're in the will of God. And some of them have just produced Ishmaels. And they know it. They are not where they should be spiritually. And they know it. Be very careful. When that thing is pushing you, gizim, 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 gizim. It's not God. Who against hope believed in hope? That he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. We've dealt with that. And being not weak in faith. Turn to your neighbor and say, you must not be weak in faith. Do not allow a delay of the promise to cause your faith to become weak. That's true for the church. It's true for Nigeria. Now I know people are feeling, particularly after what happened this last week, people are feeling, we need to do something. Chill. God will do it. You don't know how to do it. I've got another tweet. You know what he said? Vengeance is mine. I want to twist that, not yours. I'm going to repeat it. The Holy Ghost has just told me. He said, vengeance is mine, not yours. You don't know how to take vengeance. I do. You try to take vengeance by yourself, you get yourself killed. And kill a lot of other innocent people. But when I take vengeance, I only take vengeance on the wicked. And no other person will get hurt. I know how to do it. You don't. That's why it's mine, not yours. Let's take a step back. Let God do it. So it's taking God too long. You don't know the meaning of long. It's God is never late. Never. I just got another tweet. It's just coming. You know what David said? It's in 1 Samuel chapter 27. He said, alas, alas, this God, I've been waiting, waiting, waiting. He has not done anything. So you know what? I'm going to the land of the Philistines. He said, because one day Saul will find me and God will, Saul will kill me. David became weak. Because the promise had not yet come to pass. After all, it was not the devil that spoke to him. It was God. Through the prophet Samuel, whose word never falls to the ground. That you are going to become the king of Israel. But a time came when David didn't believe it anymore. Because it had taken so long and nothing had happened. He said, behold, quickly go to this. 1 Samuel chapter 27. Look at verse 1. We're going to come back to this in a minute. I'm preaching by the Spirit. 1 Samuel chapter 27. I think it is. Verse 1. Yes. And David said in his heart. Turn to your neighbor. Say, it happened to Abraham. It happened to David, so there is hope for you. So when you are feeling like that, don't think it's you alone. Our great fathers of faith went through the same problem, but God helped them. And the God that helped Abraham, the God that helped David, will help you. He will help Nigeria. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day. Nigerians are saying in their heart, maybe Nigeria will scatter. It will not scatter. Amen. But you know, people say, even if they don't say with their mouth, it's in their heart. Can this nation survive with all these things we have seen? Will it perish? It will not perish. But look at what he said. Man of after God's own heart. So you can take solace. One day, by the hand of Saul, there is nothing better for me than I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. The people were thinking like that about Nigeria. That there is nothing, let's quickly just escape. Let the north go and the south go. And Nigeria was not created by the British. Nigeria was created by God using the British. Remove all those funny. Nigeria is much stronger together. What makes us great is our diversity. None of us individually can be a great nation. We can only be great together. Do not believe the lie of the devil. That there is nothing better. That I should escape speedily into the land of the Philistines. And Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in the coast of Israel. Or any of the coast of Israel. So shall I escape. But David was wrong. And God was right. Everybody say David was wrong. But God was right. Turn to your neighbor and say Abraham was wrong. But God was right. God is always right. Give the Lord a clap offering. Don't fall into the mistake of Abraham. Don't fall into the mistake of David. It's very easy. And I can understand. I empathize. I don't agree, but I empathize with the aspirations and the deep hurt and pain of our people. But I want you to know that the covenant-keeping God, who watches over his work to perform it, will perform it for us, the church, and for Nigeria. In Jesus' name. Back to Romans. Keep praying for me. And being not weak in faith. Tell your neighbor, say, we must not be weak in faith. Our heart must not become sick because the hope seems to be deferred. It only seems. It's not deferred. It just seems to you. Because you see, the God who you deal with one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The God who you deal with can cause a nation to be born in one day. I can never forget 1998. Those who are not born then, or maybe you are children then, you can't appreciate what we're talking about. How many remember Nadeko? How many remember who the cap fit? It was all over the television. This man had perfected the way he was going to metamorphosize into a civilian ruler. And people had sworn. I know of people who confided in me in the military at that time. They had put weapons and arms in places in Lagos, in the East, that the day he declares that thing, people are going to come out. It seemed as if Nigeria was headed for a fall. It changed in one night. Give the Lord a clap offering. And these ones that are there now, who may think Nigeria is their personal property, do not know that that God is still alive. And the same God that changed it in one night then, will still change it in one night now. And if I could counsel them, if they would listen to my counsel, I will counsel you like Daniel counseled Nebuchadnezzar. Cut off thy sins. Show mercy to the poor. And there may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. As I was meditating on this message this morning and praying, this thought came to me. If you look at the salaries of our lawmakers, it is obscene. Somebody did an analysis in the papers. I don't remember the exact figures, but I'll just give you. 10,000 professors are getting something like, 5 or 6 or 8 billion per annum. You know, 120 something House of Rep and senators are getting 128 billion. There's something wrong there. You know what they should do? Divide their own by 10. Let's be kind. Divide it by 10, you get 12.8. The remaining 100 and something, give it in three places. Give it to healthcare, education, and police and security. And you will solve the problem. And it can be done. And they won't die. Most of them are already comfortable. They're already living well. If they will get up tomorrow and say, we decree that we are going to cut our own salary. The executive, the legislature, we cut it by 10. And we're going to give it to these other areas of need. All riots will stop. That's just a counsel of Daniel. If you know anybody in government, you can send this tape to them. Peradventure they will hear. Sadly, Nebuchadnezzar didn't hear. See what it cost him. Let me leave it there. But the God who dealt with Nebuchadnezzar is still alive. He said, that you may know that the Most High rules in the affairs of men. and sets over it the basest of men. So when you see bad people in government, sometimes God allows it to show he is God. For he is the one who puts one up and brings down another, who raises kings and removes them. He hasn't changed. By the decree of the watchers and the word of the holy ones, this matter. You know, this is where the real power is. Oh. The real power is in the prayer, in the intercession, in the church. The real power is not in Aso Rock. The real power is not in Washington, D.C. It's not in London. It's not in Brussels. It's in the church. And the church is waking up to know, the ecclesia is rising, to know that power belongs to us. Pray for me. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Let's come to the church. And being not weak in faith, we consider our own bodies. Still has a sin nature inside. We pray, thank God for the miracles we get, but we don't see anything like the ministry of Jesus. Being not weak in faith, we consider his own body. Look at Nigeria. Ah! Poverty. Injustice. But you must follow the faith of Abraham. We're moving now from hope to faith. The title of the message is The Hope and the Faith of Abraham. He considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Let me look at that in some of the modern translations. I'm going to read from the Amplified and maybe from the New International Version as the Lord leads me. He did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own body, which was as good as dead, because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's deadened womb. When you look at the Nigerian situation, when you look at the situation of the church in Nigeria in particular, and generally speaking, if you compare us, if you do a contrast of the church we see to the church that is described in Ephesians chapter 4 and 5, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things. And you compare what we have, you weaken. Or you compare the Nigerian situation to the promise of God, there's a tendency. But let's follow the example. He says, Abraham, he accepted the realities. Yes, I'm 100 years old. Yes, my body is impotent now. I can't even produce any sperm anymore. Can't produce any children anymore. Sarah's womb is dead. Yes, I accept all of that. It's true. But there is another person. There is another factor. His name is God. I like the message. You know what the message says? Abraham didn't focus on his own impotence and say it is hopeless. This 100-year-old body could never father a child. Nor did he survey the Sarah's decades of infertility and give up. Don't give up on the church and don't give up on Nigeria. Let's go back. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. What God has promised for the church, he will perform. What God has promised for Nigeria, he will perform. Go with me to Romans chapter 8 briefly, and then we're going to chapter 15 and we're going to close. Romans 8. It's talking about hope and faith. See? Paul was talking about this same thing. The manifestation of the sons of God. That, you know, the glory of God being made manifest in our physical body. Like I said earlier on, if you look at church history, we really haven't seen any. The person that came a little bit close to it was the Apostle John. You know, the Bible tells us that, you know, they couldn't kill him because the life of God was manifest in his mortal flesh. After John, we don't really read of anybody who really comes close to that. Down through the annals of church history, we do not read of saints that have had the life of God manifest in their mortal flesh at the same level. Let's even forget the greater. Well, you know, the greater is there, but let's forget that one for just temporarily. At the level that Jesus manifested it, where virtue came out of him and healed 5,000 people. But we must not let that bad experience limit our faith. We must believe because God said it, not because people have done it. It's very, very important. So that's what Paul is writing about here. You know, in verse 23, he says, not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, we're born again with Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, we speak in tongues. Even we ourselves, I didn't hear you, groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption or the experience of the redemption or the transformation. It's not talking here about the resurrection. The transformation of our physical body. Verse 24 and 25. And this is where I want to leave us with. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? See, this glory, this hope of glory, Christ in us, the hope of, we are hoping for it. We haven't seen it yet. But you know what the Bible tells us? And this is the answer here in verse 25. But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience what? Wait for it. Turn to your neighbor and say, we will wait for it. With patience, we will wait for it. And we will get it. We with patience, we will wait for the hope of a new Nigeria. And we will get it. Now, how do we do that? Jump to chapter 15 of Romans. And I'm going to look at two verses as we close. We're talking about the hope and faith of Abraham. Chapter 15. I love this scripture. These two scriptures. He says, for whatsoever things. Verse 4. Romans chapter 15 verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. All things we shared about Abraham, we shared about David. That we through the patience and the comfort of the scriptures might what? Have hope. I want you to say this after me. Since God did it for Abraham, since God did it for David, God is going to do it for us, and he's going to do it for Nigeria in Jesus' name. Through the patience and the comfort of the scriptures might have, verse 13. I don't know if I've helped anybody. Now the God of hope. I didn't hear you. How many people be? Oh God, our help in ages, our hope
for years to come.
A shelter.
A shelter from the stormy blast
and our eternal home.
Under the shadow.
Under the shadow of the
Nigeria.
Nigeria dwells secure.
Sufficient, glory to God.
Sufficient is thine arm alone,
and our defense is sure. You may be seated. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. How are we going to do? With patience, we're going to wait. We're not going to wait passively. We're not just going to be waiting. We're going to wait actively, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Dr. Williams said this when he came up to pray this morning. He said, when you see that what you are doing is hurting your enemy, you keep doing the same thing. Stand to your feet. God's purpose for the church in Nigeria will be fulfilled. God's purpose for Nigeria will be fulfilled. Like he did it for Abraham. Like he did it for David. When it looked as if it was not going to happen. So he will do it for the church. And so he will do it for Nigeria. Let's talk to God. Hallelujah. 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 Let's talk to God. Oh, everybody, individually and collectively. There are two things we're dealing with here. We're dealing with the church and we're dealing with the nation. And their destinies are intricately interwoven. Nigeria cannot fulfill her destiny if the church in her does not fulfill her destiny. The destiny of the nation is intricately interwoven with the destiny of the church. There's no better song to sing than the song we've sung. O God, our help in ages past.
A shelter from the stormy blast
and our
eternal hope.
Under the shadow of thy wings, of thy throne.
The shadow
of Nigeria. Sufficient, hallelujah.
Sufficient is thine arm alone.
And our defense.
And our defense is sure.
Put one hand on your heart, raise the other hand to God. What is the arm of the Lord? Sufficient is thine arm alone. What is the arm of the Lord? Intercession. Into the right hand of God. That, see, what is the arm? He said that when he saw that there was no man, Isaiah 59, his own arm, and he put on vengeance, and he put on a breastplate, the armor of God. So let's keep that arm stretched out over Nigeria. Sufficient is thine arm alone. And what? Our defense. Raise that hand. put one hand on your heart. Say, Father, I confess my sins, especially the sin of discouragement, the sin of weakness in faith, sickness in the heart, because of your promises to the church and to Nigeria that seem to have been deferred. When we should be celebrating our 60th, we see all these things happening. But Lord, I repent. I ask for the cleansing of the blood of Jesus. I ask for life and power in sufficient measure. I thank you for your word that you brought to me this afternoon, showing the example from our father Abraham and the example from our father David, that as you were faithful to Abraham and as you were faithful to David, we know you will be faithful to your church and you'll be faithful to Nigeria, and she will fulfill in fullness her prophetic destiny, that there will be no complaining in our streets, that our barns will be full of produce and store, that Lord God, our people will not be in hunger, our people will not be in poverty. You have said it. We believe it, and we know you would do it in Jesus' name. God, help me as an individual to play my part in the church, to speak the truth in love, to grow up into Christ in all things, to manifest your glory, so that your purpose for our nation, this prophetic nation from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, that the rivers divide, might be fulfilled in this hour, in Jesus' name. Amen. Nekatoshka Fredega. Mercy, Lord. Father, thank you. Lapriki Tolomo Shelekamatolomato Fredeklamatolo. Mercy, Father, thank you. Zilika Klamatolomatok. Lambra Klamatolomatu Fredeka. Zikito Fre. Raka Klamatolo. Father, thank you. Zelebra Klamatolomatu Fredegas. Lord Jesus, thank you. Raka tu Fredeklamatolo Matu Frenes. Lord Holy Spirit, thank you. Zeka Klamatolos. Rinto Frene. Ratos Kofredeklama Tolomas. Tolomato Fredeklama Tolomas to Fredegas. Tolomas to Freninger Glamatolos. Jelekika Klamatoros. Zeri to Freningars. In Jesus' name. Mamiko. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up the ladder of his countenance upon you. The Lord God gives you peace. God makes you head and not tail, amen. Above only and not beneath. Amen. Everything you set your hand to is successful. Amen. You are at least 10 times better than your peers. You possess the gates of your enemies, amen. Even the gate of death. Amen. So you will live, you will not die. Amen. Nigeria will live, Nigeria will not die. Amen. You will live and declare the glory of God in the land of the living. Amen. With long life will God satisfy you and show you his salvation, even the perfection, the fullness of Christ. So the Lord imparts unto you the anointings of Enoch, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Ruth, David, Elisha, Daniel, Esther, Paul, and John. In Jesus' name, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are bound in hope, in all peace, in all believing, in Jesus' name. And no bones are broken, and no plague comes near your dwelling.
Thank you. Believe these words have empowered you to live a victorious, transcendent life in Christ. Our mission is to equip God's people for service and build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources, including books, sermons, prophecies and articles available on our website, spcconline.org. Thank you, and God bless you.